the Prime Minister talked about the importance of leadership, and of course that's the buzzword at the moment, but it's always been important, and you don't have to be in charge to be a leader. So it was good to see how people could influence practice. He talked about passion, and certainly that was something we all shared. There was about 50 people there, it was very loud. A room full of nurses is often very loud. And we were all just talking about what we're interested in, what drives us into work every day. And he talked about the importance of that influence and how we need to develop nurses of the future.
Inevitably, he's a very busy man, as was Andrew Lansley, who was with him. So it was more a smile and a handshake and a moving on. But he did say some words. He spoke for about 5 minutes about the importance of leadership and nursing and nurses, which is very important. But I got a chance to speak to some very influential people in the healthcare world, and any opportunity to raise wound care and leg ulcer care is a welcome opportunity. The Prime Minister talked about the importance of leadership, and of course that's the buzzword at the moment, but it's always been important, and you don't have to be in charge to be a leader. The work I do at the University of Hertfordshire is to develop qualified nurses, to develop their skills and their knowledge so that they can become leaders in clinical services. And my professional interest is in the management of people with leg ulcers and people with chronically swollen legs, and the risks that they have of their skin breaking down. So I teach nurses how to deal with that, how to manage it, how to prevent it. And when I'm not busy at work, I'm also busy with a voluntary organisation called the Leg Ulcer Forum. And we're a group of specialist nurses and educationalists who help to teach healthcare practitioners all over the UK about how we can manage this condition, which affects many, many thousands of people.